Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are back on Empowered by the Spirit at beautiful Christ Cathedral. And by special demand request, we have Marianne Greco back with us, my lovely bride of 44 years. Welcome back, Marianne.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
And we are Empowered by the Spirit, and Spirit-Filled Hearts is our ministry. And one of the key leaders of our ministry is Katie Hughes, evangelist, prayer group leader. Welcome back, Katie.
Thank you.
And we're talking in this year of mercy about living the mercy of Christ. So let your friends know, and whatever you may be doing, God has called you to listen in. And, you know, it's reminded of get your Bibles out, John 15:16. It's not you who called me, but I who called you and anointed you to bear fruit, so that whatever you ask of my Father, he will give you. So you're called to understand more about mercy. And what is mercy? Well, the definition of mercy is the loving kindness, compassion, or forbearance shown to one who offends. If we think about God's mercy, he is all merciful. We are called to be that mercy. The word mercy appears in Scripture 149 times. Of course, one of the most favorite verses of all of us and famous verses is in the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are the merciful, for they will see mercy. Let's talk about that because it's such an important Scripture. What does it mean to be merciful, Marianne? I mean, that's very difficult, and you're giving me this funny face, a funny face. Yeah. So, yeah, so probably for our listeners.
I was going to ask you that very question.
Okay, so in that case, let's ask Katie. Katie, what does it mean to be merciful?
I think it's the basis of love of all God's people is to show mercy, and that means unending love for people and showing them that whoever they are, whatever they've done, they are loved and deserve love.
And that unconditional love is what's merciful. And you think of the prodigal son, and you think about the father, and did the father show mercy to that son?
Absolutely. And the son did nothing really to deserve it, correct? It's an unmerited love that we show.
It's grace, which is unmerited favor. And if you look at the story that we all know, the prodigal son, the father is looking always for that son and goes out to greet him, which in Jewish tradition at that time, the father would never done. And of course, how much more mercy of getting the fatted calf and celebrating. And the son, of course, says, well, you didn't do that for me. And here I did all these things for you. And it's also, you look at Scripture, it's also the parable of Jesus giving wages to those that were last in the day and only had a little bit of a day versus the entire day.
They got paid as much as the ones who worked all day.
Yeah.
People hate that one.
They hate that one.
It's not fair, they say.
Yeah, but you kind of love it if you're that last person, right?
Yeah, you feel the mercy.
You know, you think about the thief on the cross, Katie. I mean, the guy had one line, man. I mean, he had one verse. He had one line. Jesus, remember me when you go into your kingdom. I mean, but his heart was transformed. And what did Jesus say to him?
Today you will be with me in paradise.
Nice, nice. Today you will be with me in paradise. Is that not showing mercy?
I think God has this infinite love, and to partake in that, we have to look at his behavior here on earth, whether we're sinner, whether we're sinning or not, whatever we've done, God has an unending love.
Pope Francis recently said, as he kicked off the year of mercy, he said that God is constantly waiting to shower his love on us and shower his mercy on us, and never grows tired, my brothers and sisters, of showing you his mercy. Never grows tired. And he furthermore said, we grow tired of asking for mercy. Isn't that a fascinating comment?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great comment.
There's humility in that.
There's humility in that. And my brothers and sisters, we're here at beautiful Christ Cathedral. Whatever you're doing, we appreciate your listening in. And there's no question in my mind that God has called you to listen in. And one of the things he's called you to do is to go back to reconciliation, because reconciliation is the personification of mercy. I know you get tired of saying those same sins over and over and over again. You get tired of confessing that same anger or whatever you've been doing, the same kind of sin. But you know what? God never gets tired of hearing it, never gets bored with it, because he's constantly, as one priest once said, little by little, we grow into holiness. Little by little, we are transformed. More and more and more, as we receive that unmerited favor, that grace, we are transformed into that mercy. Luke 6:36, Marianne says, "Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful." And, you know, as we are shown mercy through reconciliation, through Jesus obviously dying on the cross for us, forgiving our sins, how does that mean that we are to show mercy to other people?
Well, for me, it translates as I can look at, it's very easy to judge other people and say, oh, they've done this sin and this sin. And yet, I look at what Jesus has forgiven me for, he died for my sins, and then it starts to make me realize, you know, I need to show mercy for others because their sin is no greater or worse than mine.
Who are we to judge them, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, Scripture says that as we judge, so will we be judged. And it's an amazing thing, Katie, and give us some examples of how we show mercy on an ongoing basis. How are we like Jesus?
Well, I think our ability to be patient with others in our life, being patient with those who bother us the most and the things that they do that get under our skin, being able to pray for them and want the best for them and want their healing of those issues that they have. You know, it's really important that we reciprocate. God is so merciful, and he is asking us just a little bit more from us each day to work towards that.
So when you say reciprocate, we don't reciprocate if someone's mean to us that we're mean back to them.
Right. We reciprocate to the Lord. When we are merciful to our neighbor, our friend, our loved one, we are being merciful. We're showing that mercy to Jesus.
Marianne, we recently had a situation where someone wasn't very nice to us. We won't go into details. And we had an opportunity to respond in kind, you know. But being merciful means that we let them,
vent.
Tell us that their anger and vent. And then we didn't respond in kind. In fact, we told them that we loved them. And we told them that we were there for them and so forth. And you know, isn't that showing mercy?
Yes. And what helps me is to go back and say, you know, God, Jesus loves that person so much. And who am I to be judging on their reacting? They may be very mean to me right now or doing something I don't like. But God loves that person. And so that's when you draw on your inner strength and you ask, I ask God to help me love that person right at that point, to be able to show mercy, because it's so easy to go down to the earthly level and respond in kind to someone like that. But he's calling us to respond as Jesus would.
Katie, in the Old Testament, in Exodus 34:6, in the Old Testament, we see that God is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. What does that mean in terms of what we are to do?
I think we need to practice our self-control. We need to stop and pray. When you're going through a situation of any sort where, you know, you go through a situation where someone angers you, and your first instinct as a human being, you have that instinct to lash out, to respond in a way to defend yourself. But stop yourself and wait and pray and ask the Lord to help you and calm, you know, ask for that sense of being calm, peace. Jesus, how would you want me to respond? how do you want me to act? And if you rely on the Lord for everything that you do, it's a blessing, and you're sure to be in His divine will.
It's so important that we focus on that mercy as it relates to what does Jesus see of that person and the Father, and how do they see them?
Yeah, I was going to say, Steve, one of the prayers I often say in a situation like that is, Lord, just help me to see that person as you see them. Help me to love that person right now as you love them, because I'm incapable of it. And, you know, He always answers that prayer. He gives me that love for that person and a new eyesight for that person so that I can respond with mercy.
The veil is removed from our eyes. You know, there are seven steps to be instruments of Christ's mercy. Seven steps to help you, my brothers and sisters. And we're going to be right back and get into step number one.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am my soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire.
Coming in March, another exciting event here in the Diocese of Orange. It's the annual Catholic Man of the Year event to be held at the Wyndham Hotel and Resort in Garden Grove, Saturday, March 19th. If you know of someone worthy to be nominated, perhaps a family member, a friend, or a man serving at your home parish, let us know by visiting online at occatholicman.org. That's occatholicman.org.
Hello, everyone. We're back here with Marianne Greco and Katie Hughes at beautiful Christ Cathedral on Powered by the Spirit. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're talking about living the mercy of Christ and how important that is in the year of mercy, that we be instruments of God's mercy. We be the light of the world. It's so important that we open up our hearts. Seven steps to receiving God's mercy and being instruments of those mercy. The first is to receive the love of the Father. Marianne, why is that so important? Tell us the umbrella story. I never grow tired of hearing it.
Well, in prayer, I was talking with God, and you know, I wanted to feel blessed, feel His graces. And He said to me, I'm pouring my love, my blessings down on you all the time. It's like rain coming down, but you're running around with an umbrella trying and avoid it. And He said, so, you know, put down your umbrella and let yourself be covered with my blessings. And so, you know, basically He has all this love for us all the time. We're the one that's either too busy in our lives or avoiding situations, because sometimes in difficult situations is when we see the most mercy and love coming from God, and we try to avoid those. But, you know, so He has all this love for us, and we need to receive it. Sometimes we don't think we're worthy of it, or we're just too busy to turn to Him to receive it.
We see ourselves as sinful. Mm-hmm. We see ourselves as broken, and we are broken, but Jesus is the one that heals us and makes us whole.
And if I were the only person on earth, each one of us could say this, He died for us, you know, to show His love for you individually.
He loves us so much that the Father loves us so much He gave us His only begotten Son, so that whoever may believe in Him will have eternal life, John 3:16.
And knowing that we would sin and we would do things incorrectly in our life, He still did it.
Katie, one of my favorite verses is Ephesians 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. In the first chapter of the Gospel of John, we are given grace in place of grace. In other words, unmerited favor in place of unmerited favor, spiritual blessings on top of spiritual blessings, just showering, as Marianne said with her story with the umbrella, being showered with His love. And I'm asking my radio audience here a very important question. Do you feel loved? Do you feel loved unconditionally? Do you feel those blessings? And Katie, why is it sometimes we don't feel those blessings? And how is it that we can get in that state of understanding the agape, unconditional love, the merciful love of God the Father, because unless we do that, we cannot be instruments of mercy in the way that God wants us to be.
I think when the most challenging times for us is when we spend our life living in the world and not in the Spirit. And so when you live in the world has the evils. It has the negative thoughts, the negative words that people say. And if your focus is on that and your sinfulness and how awful you are, how awful other people are, and you live there, well, that's what you have to look at. And that's why I pray for all of you to avert your eyes from that world and to look at Jesus. And when you have that difficulty, it's really important to find something, prayer, music, praise music, whatever it is, to focus your eyes on Jesus. And that is where the mercy is. That is where you feel the love. The world does not love you. Jesus loves you.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Let's take a look at our producer Michael's favorite scripture. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, make your request known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. This is starting at Philippians 4:4 and following. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there's any excellence, if anything worthy of praise, think about these things. So again, this relates to the fact that, as Katie was saying, Marianne, that we are to think about and meditate on how wonderful God is to us. And that goes into that whole praise area again, to praise Him for being the God of healing. To praise Him, you gave the story in our last show about our dog missing. And, you know, I started praising Him for the dog reappearing and that the Holy Spirit was going to guide the dog back to our house. And, you know, when we think about how much God loves us and how much God loves, you know, even our pets, you know, I mean, it's amazing how our whole world becomes transformed.
So many people don't realize that God wants to be part of our every little part of our life. And so, you know, we need to bring those things to Him. And He has so much love for us that He wants to be part. Just as you, when your child's growing up, you want to be part of every little thing in their lives. God wants to be part of it and show His mercy and allow. And so we do have to turn to Him and recognize He is there with us in these opportunities of trials. He's there showing us His love. And it's so important that we see that, because we're imperfect as humans, but we can look towards God and towards Jesus to get an idea of how we can reflect that love to others.
My brothers and sisters, we're here at beautiful Christ Cathedral, empowered by the Spirit, is our show. This is Deacon Steve Greco with Marianne Greco and Katie Hughes. And we are talking about living God's mercy, the mercy of Christ every day. And understanding the first step is understanding how much we're loved. 1 John 4:8, Katie, says, whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. What does that mean to us, whoever is without love? And why is that so important as it relates to mercy?
Well, if someone doesn't know that Jesus loves them, they haven't been told. And we, as Christian brothers and sisters who do know we are loved and that each person was created out of God's love, we need to share that good news. We need to evangelize, and we need to show that mercy that God has for them, because we are the conduit. It's not, God uses us, and so He can, if we open our mouths, when we act in a way that shows love and shows mercy. So if you see someone who is bitter, you see someone who doesn't seem to pray, you see someone who has no faithfulness, who is negative all the time, show them the love of mercy. Show them Jesus. Show them the way.
When we are the ambassadors of Christ, when we are love personified, then we are merciful, because God is merciful. God, despite our sins, I mean, the Father is basically saying, I give you my Son. I give you the death on the cross and obviously the resurrection that really empowers us to be His Abba, His children, empowers us to be cleansed from our sins. Let's take a look at John 14:23, Marianne. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. When we love God, we open up our hearts to have God within our heart, to make a dwelling place within our hearts of his presence. By being one with God, we're transformed into his instruments of mercy because God is within us.
Yes, and it is so, it's being in the presence of God again. It's allowing his presence to be in you and to be that for other people. It's the only way. We can't do it ourselves. We cannot show that love without knowing and accepting God's love first.
The second point is spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, what is the good news? The good news is the fact that Jesus loves us unconditionally, died on the cross for us, rose from the dead so that we may have eternal life. The good news is that Jesus is the God of mercy. The good news is the fact that 1 Timothy 2:4, God wills everyone to be saved and become to knowledge of the truth. In Romans 8:1, there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. The good news is the fact that we are his children. We can come to the Father in Romans 8 and say, Abba. The good news is the fact that nothing will separate us from the love of Christ, as seen in Romans 8. Nothing will separate us from his love. And that's amazing. That is the best news of all, Katie. You know, I can shout with joy. I can just shout from the rooftops this good news. And when I do that, I'm, in a sense, you know, showing that act of mercy to people by basically a spiritual act of mercy by spreading the good news.
Yes, God wants us to do that, and he wants to use us. It's really important that we realize that in the spiritual acts of mercy that we need to share of ourselves. Don't be selfish. Don't keep these things, the good news, to yourself. He wants us to spread it. You have to think of the apostles. They traveled. Their whole job was to travel all over to the ends of the earth. And we are to do the same. And that is the mercy.
We're here on Empowered by the Spirit. We're talking about living the mercy of Christ on a daily basis. And this is something that is so important, my brothers and sisters. And there are so many times that we don't feel that mercy. We feel condemned. And again, I go back to Romans 8:1. There's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. When we feel his love, when we spread his love by telling other people how much they're loved by God, and that they don't need to feel down, they don't need to be depressed, they need just to rejoice. Rejoice, my brothers and sisters. Rejoice in the Lord, because the bottom line is that he loves you and he has forgiven you.
And I don't have to be perfect. I think that's a great freedom to know that God loves me.
You don't have to be sinless because God died for our sins. You are perfect in the sense that perfect means well made. And it means that when we turn our life to God, God makes us into his image. We're going to be talking more about receiving the Holy Spirit and the mercy of Christ through the Holy Spirit and living out the corporate works of mercy. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We are back here on Empowered by the Spirit, beautiful Christ Cathedral. Come see us on this beautiful campus. We're with Marianne Greco, my lovely bride, and Katie Hughes, talking about living the mercy of Christ. We've talked about opening up our hearts to receive the love of God, to be that personification of love in whatever we do in reaching out to other people with that love, with that mercy, to be merciful as God is merciful for us. We talked about, as a spiritual work of mercy, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ, because people just live in darkness. They don't understand that God's will is that every person be saved, to come to knowledge of the truth. They don't understand that nothing can separate them from the love of God, that there's no condemnation in them. To spread the good news of Jesus Christ is so important. The third point is really to teach them about the Holy Spirit. Again, more in the spiritual works of mercy side, to teach them the importance of the fourth beatitude. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, which is God's will, and they will be filled. To ask for the Holy Spirit in Luke 11:13, the advocate, the Holy Spirit, the Father will send in my name, as we really think, and that's John 14:26. And the advocate is there. We need to ask for the advocate, as it says in Luke 11:13. If we who know, who are sinful, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Father give us the Holy Spirit? So, how does the Holy Spirit works as it relates to mercy? Well, here's one thing, is we are to comfort the afflicted and those that are hurting, those that are sick. And you and I just had a situation in which we went to see someone who was on their deathbed, and they needed to feel comforted. And how is that, through the power of His love, the power of the Holy Spirit, how is that showing mercy?
Well, I think the Holy Spirit, first of all, if we use the gifts of the Holy Spirit, can show us who is that person that we need to comfort or show mercy to. Gives us the eyes and the ears to open up and see where God is leading us to minister to these people who need mercy. And so helping someone, you know, being there, sometimes you don't have the words for someone who's dying or needs that extra love, but just being there and is being enough to show them that you love.
You know, there's so many times, Katie, that people are just hurting and people want to feel forgiven. They want to feel that they're okay, that they are not horrible people. And the Holy Spirit gives you that nudge to walk up to them and just to start loving them with the love of Christ.
The Holy Spirit is helps us to encourage others and gives us that wisdom of the right words to say, comforting words, the truth, and to share the love and mercy of Jesus through those acts of kindness. And though someone may be, you know, not to your liking and you have a difficult time with them, I think it's even more powerful if you give up of yourself and you say to that person and minister to them and let them know that they are loved. And it's a kind word, it's a compliment, it's reassuring them that they are loved.
And that is exactly what we are to do in terms of spiritual acts of mercy. As we look at Galatians 5:22-23, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It's so important, Marianne, that we let the Holy Spirit enter our hearts and be merciful by people, to people, by being, for example, patient with them.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that I try to do upon being in a situation is really stop and say a little prayer to the Holy Spirit to be with me, to guide me, to show me what I need to do or say to help this person. It's just a little prayer you can say silently in your heart, but it's so powerful so that we can minister to them and show them how much God loves them. Because there again, it's not me, it's the Lord working through me. I can't do it.
Katie, in terms of generosity, that's so important. You know, so many times people think our time is our own, our money is our own, our talent is our own. But be generous with time, talent, and treasure is showing mercy to people. I mean, there are people that are the poor. They need our help, they need our time, they need our resources. And again, that's showing mercy.
God's so merciful to us to bestow upon us a roof over our head, family, food, clothing, and in turn, He wants us to do that for His children, to give them hope. And so for us, we need to show that mercy, to show that God loves them, and you are the messenger.
The fourth area is living the corporate works of mercy. We see this in Matthew 25:36 in verse 40. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me, naked and you clothed me, ill and you cared for me, in prison and you visited me. Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least of my brothers, you did unto me. This is, again, so, so important. Katie, you've gone out and you've seen people in jails, the youth areas. And how is that showing them mercy?
Well, I think you take time out from your life and share with them the good news that they are worth it, that they may be incarcerated, but they need to be encouraged and reminded that they have a job where they are, and to be given the tools to evangelize to their inmates about God can be encouraging and giving them purpose where they are at that moment.
You know, Steve, I think one of the most valuable things in today's world is time. I think, you know, people can give their money, and that's hard sometimes, but to give of our time, I think in today's world where people are rushing by and we almost step over the homeless on the sidewalks. But, you know, do we give them our time? Do we stop and chat with them? Ask them what their name is. Those are works of mercy, saying, like what Katie said, that you're worth it. You know, you're worth my time. I think we value our own personal time so much that we forget that that is quite a gift to give someone, just to be there with them.
We have at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in Irvine an employment ministry in which we help those that are in transition looking for work. Again, that is showing mercy to them, to let them know that they're not alone. And working with the poor, St. Vincent de Paul is, we have a very robust chapter there, conference there. And again, that's so important. And why is working with the poor, Katie, something that we are required to do to show mercy?
Well, we've been given gifts, and gifts are to be given, whether it's time to be with the poor or to give of monetary donations. All of that's from God. And I think when we realize it doesn't belong to us, that we are ambassadors of God's wealth, I think when we realize that and act upon it in that way, you live a very free life and you're able to help God's people.
You know, it's kind of like going, I'm on this journey with you. You know, I care about you and love you enough that I'm walking beside you.
The fifth point here in living Christ's mercy is to pray for the living and the dead. This is, again, part of the spiritual works of mercy, and to pray for those in purgatory and to pray that prayer every day is something very important. Katie, I know that's something that you do.
I think that what a great mercy is to help people along in their spiritual journey. We are to be instruments of prayer for those who can't pray for themselves. When I think those who are in purgatory, to be freed early, I think is a great gift.
That's an incredible gift. The Blessed Mother intercedes for us. She is the Mother of Mercy. Recall the words of our Blessed Mother to St. Bridget of Sweden, I'm the Queen of Heaven and the Mother of Mercy. So praying the rosary for other people, too, offers us a great opportunity to demonstrate mercy.
Yeah, to have our mother praying with us for someone. Jesus always listens to her. We know that.
Amen. Amen. So, my brothers and sisters, there are so many different ways we can be instruments of mercy. And in this year of mercy, I think it's really important to really reflect upon how today, in each and every day, am I demonstrating mercy? How today am I making a difference? How today am I working with the poor? How today am I doing things to make a difference as it relates to interceding and praying, to forgiving those that may have hurt us? There's no doubt in my mind that you are all doing the things that God wants you to do so many times during the course of the day. But as we reflect upon the future and each and every moment of each and every day, pray to let God lead you to be even a greater instrument of mercy. We'll be right back to talk more about the next steps in terms of living mercy every day.
Orange County Catholic Newspaper is now available for weekly home delivery. The official newspaper of the Diocese of Orange seeks to illuminate and animate the journey of faith for Catholics within the Diocese of Orange. Through timely sharing of news, commentary, and feature content in an engaging, accessible, and compelling format, please call 1-877-627-7009 or visit OCCatholic.com to subscribe.
Hi, this is Rick Howick from Orange County Catholic Radio. It is my privilege and pleasure to come to you each week from beautiful Garden Grove, California at the Christ Cathedral. And I'd also like to extend to you an invitation that if you know of someone who would make a great guest for our show, to drop us an email and we'll try to get your suggested person on the air. That would be at newscalendar@rcbo.org. That's newscalendar@rcbo.org. And we'll catch up to you next time on Orange County Catholic Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit with Marianne Greco and Katie Hughes. We've been talking about living the mercy of Christ. And in order to be an instrument of that mercy, which we are called to do as the Beatitude in Matthew chapter 5, blessed are the merciful, for they will see mercy. We have to really be the embodiment of the love of the Father, the love of God, to open up our hearts to receive that love. We then show mercy, spiritual works of mercy, by telling God how much they're loved, by spreading the good news that God's will is that they be saved, and spreading the fact there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus and nothing will separate them from the love of God, by really be the embodiment of the Holy Spirit, by showing them patience and generosity and gentleness and self-control and kindness, and to comfort those that are hurting, to live the corporal works of mercy, that those that are hungry, that we don't turn our backs to them, those that are thirsty, that we give them drink, in prison and we visit them, to make a difference, to pray for those that are both living and also the dead, to intercede for those in purgatory. And the sixth point now is to be an instrument of hope, which is instruct the ignorant, to let them know that all things work for good. Romans 8:28. We know that all things work for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, rejoice always in all circumstances. Give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Jesus blesses every circumstance. And even though we can live in moments of darkness, which we simply do not know about the future and what's going to happen, we know that Jesus is in the future. And Marianne, you and I are going through something right now in which someone very close to us is hurting an awful lot and kind of gets mired in the moment rather than in what I call the marathon or the long term. And understanding that, again, what does it really mean that all things work for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose? That God is in the center of every single thing that's happening, and they need not worry, because whatever happens, God will use it.
Right. And for me, I often like that phrase, because what I think of is sometimes we don't make the right choices. We make wrong choices or ones that aren't the best, but God can still use it and turn it around, and there can be something that good that comes from it. And that's what we need to concentrate and share that with others, is to help them and give them that hope that, yeah, maybe you made a wrong decision here, but you're going to grow and God's going to be with you, and you're going to come out in this, you know, better if you stay close to God.
Katie, so many times people are feeling so despondent. They don't know how they're going to get out of something. They don't know about their finances, how they possibly can make this thing work, or maybe they got a bad test result in terms of their health. But to be an instrument of hope that somehow, some way, God is in the middle of it and will give them strength and courage.
I think, you know, we all go through those difficult times, and to have someone in your life who can help you focus on Jesus, and that God loves you an incredible amount, and that he's taking care of you. Whether you lose your life at a certain point, it's for God's divine will. So, I mean, whatever it is that we're going through, just realize God has a plan, and it's to bring us closer to him. So I always think, you know, the quicker I lend myself to God's mercy and his love and focus on him and become closer to him because of what I'm going through, maybe the quicker this is going to be over with. The answer is going to come along.
I think that too, Katie.
Mm-hmm. Elaborate on that, Marianne.
Well, I think, you know, it's like sometimes I just say, let me learn this lesson. You know, this is a process. I have to go through something. Lord, let me learn what I need to learn so with your love, I can come out and be stronger and closer to you. And if we can look at things that way, it really helps.
The seventh point in living Christ's mercy every day is to grow in holiness through divine mercy devotion. We're told that to be holy as God is holy, to be holy means to be set apart, to receive the grace that God has given us. Divine mercy devotion helps us, encourages us to consecrate our lives to him and only him. Divine mercy prayer helps us to dedicate our lives to Jesus, his mercy and holiness. And one of my most favorite parts of divine mercy is the phrase, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. I know that, Katie, you have been involved with Divine Mercy Chaplet and Divine Mercy Prayers, and maybe you can share a little bit about that and what that's meant for you.
Well, the Divine Mercy is for all of us. It's for those who suffer. And this prayer is for us to pray for others, and it's also to pray for our own intentions or whatever is going in our life. And you're right, Jesus, I trust in you, and it's a reminder of that. Lord, I'm a sinner. I am suffering. You are my creator. You are my God, and I trust in you. My favorite thing about divine mercy is the greatest mercy God gave us was to create mankind. The fact that if we weren't created is a great suffering, but out of God's divine love, he created man. And when he did that, we were like his greatest accomplishment. And it's like he saved the best for last, and that was mankind. And he created us in his image, and he wanted everything for us, and he gave us everything on this earth to use. And it's his, but it's for us to be the ambassadors of. And so realizing how much God loves us, that he created us and thought of us and each one of us, is an incredible gift.
My brothers and sisters, we have been focusing on living the mercy of Christ in this year of mercy. Think about it. Why did Pope Francis dedicate this entire year to the year of mercy? It's because it's so critical that we understand how merciful God is, and then how merciful we are to be, that we are blessed when we're merciful, and we will receive even more mercy. And mercy, again, is to receive the love, the kindness, the compassion, the forbearance, and to show that to those that offend us, and to receive God's mercy and forgiveness of sins. We've talked about being instrument of God's love, of showing mercy by spreading the good news, to live by the power of the Holy Spirit, to be those nudges that were given to reach out to people and let them know that you've forgiven them, that God has forgiven them, and to ask for forgiveness, to live the corporal works of mercy. How can we show the poor that we love them? By working with them, listening to them, by giving them food, by teaching them how to get jobs, by making sure that they're clothed and have roofs over their head. To pray and intercede for those living is showing mercy. To pray for those that are dead, to be instrument of hope is something also extremely important. And again, there's a divine mercy devotion, divine mercy chaplet, in which united together throughout the world, we pray prayers of mercy and receive the mercy of Christ. During this new year, I think it's so critical that we understand that we have been called to go above and beyond to forgive people. Who have you not forgiven? God is calling you right now to pick up the phone or drop them an email or text and say, I love you and I have forgiven you. Some of this for lack of forgiveness has gone on for countless number of years. I've heard so many stories, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, where people have not forgiven one another. It's so important, my brothers and sisters, in this year of forgiveness. Do it now. Pick up the phone. Call that person up. Tell them that you love them. It makes such a big difference. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for being the God of mercy. We thank you and praise you by opening up our hearts to be merciful as you have been merciful to us. Lord, may we reach out to those that have hurt us and show the love that you have for them, to show them mercy. May we be merciful to ourselves. May we be filled with your love, that we may show the mercy that you have for other people through our own mercy. We say this through the intercession of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God loves you so unconditionally. Receive that love and be merciful. God bless you all in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We'll be with you next week at the same time. God bless you.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For more information about Spirit-Filled Hearts, visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We hope you'll tell a friend about our program and ask them to join us next week at this same time. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio. I'm a soul.